Welcome to the next Q&A for trauma healing and life counseling. In this video, I will answer question 16. Dear Gopal, do you think energy healing modalities are beneficial for trauma healing? This question arises very often, especially from people who are meditating, doing yoga, and generally are on a spiritual search or spiritual path. What I can say about this is that energy healing is, from my point of view and from my experience, not leading to the desired result. It is not helping for a real deep transformation in life, because the level of trauma healing is something that belongs to the physical body. It would be the same as if you would ask, do you think energy healing modalities are beneficial against starvation? You see, then it's obvious. If you are starving, you need food. And no one would be helped with energy healing if the stomach is empty. Trauma healing is the same level. Trauma healing is the level of the physical body. It's pure biology and nothing else. It has nothing to do with spiritual things. It has even nothing to do with psychological things. We must understand this. Trauma and all the so-called psychic disorders like depression and fear and panic attacks, and all this has a physical basis. And this is the distortion of the autonomous nervous system. If we want to dissolve the suffering, then we have to address this level. Energy healing is at best like a soothing pill. Yeah. And yes, it does something. It does something. It changes your energy system for a while, maybe, or gives you some experiences beyond the physical level and level of physical senses, but it doesn't change the source of all the suffering, which is caused by developmental and attachment trauma. Some years ago, I also was working as a healer, and I did the typical stuff, putting the hands on people, or even without physical touch. And just to give you an example, there was once someone who suffered from lack of money. And yeah, what I did, I used energy to dissolve that, because this, all these things, we can say it's just a structure, a very dense structure in the aura, we could say that. So you can dissolve that with energy. It's possible. So I did that, and what happened? This person immediately, within the session, got a panic attack. That clearly showed me that this is not working. We cannot remove the symptom and forget to address the actual problem below that. The solution for the actual problem does not need any esoteric capabilities. It just needs to address the physical dysregulation and the idea about, or the projection, that closeness to another person is principally a danger. If you address these two things, then all suffering can be dissolved. Yeah, and this all this energy stuff leads people in a wrong direction, because there is some, let's call it, implicit information. If you go to a healer and he does something and you feel well after that, you may think that this is the way. So you go there again as soon as you have a problem, and then the healer does the same thing. So you get dependent. And also, you may believe that there's a solution without looking at the relational level. That means what is happening inside of you if you meet someone, and that means all the suppressed emotions from childhood. There's no way to bypass that. So you have to look at the projections, what you think, what kind of danger you believe is coming from the other, and starting to share this, and also your emotions that come with this projection. This is the actual, the easiest way of transformation, at least that's my experience. And I know other stories where this energy healing lead people into a disaster. For example, I heard from someone who went to a healer and he removed, by energy healing, he removed blockages in a chakra, and the person ended up in mental hospital and went psychotic. This is if we remove the protection. If we cannot remove the protection that a system needs without giving the system some new stability, this is dangerous. And energy healing means removing symptoms, and removing symptoms means removing the protection of this system. And it's not necessary. We don't have to deal with symptoms, with the defense structure. We just have to address the projections of fear and the physical, the body distortion of the autonomous nervous system, the dysregulation, and that's all. And as long as we don't want to look at that, we are in trouble. The therapist and the healer and, of course, the client, all are in trouble. So I would recommend to, as long as you suffer, the real suffering that has no representation on the outside today, as long as this is there, I recommend to stay away from all these things and focus on trauma healing. Search for a trauma therapist who knows about NARM, for example, and attachment theory and the polyvagal theory, who knows TRE and things like that. Then you're on the right path.